Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with prayer. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your presence in our life. Thank you, thanks the Lord. Thank you for your healing, your provision, your wisdom, your direction, your strength. Thank you for all that you have given us and provide for us. Thank you for the support that we receive from you, O God, and thank you for everything. Thank you for strength and good health, the joy, the peace, the confirmation of your word to us and the circumstances around us has confirmed to us, O Lord, what we need to do and what you want us to achieve in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And I pray, O Lord, that continue to have a grateful heart, gratitude in our heart and mind toward you, for the great and the beautiful and wonderful plans that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord, for our brothers and sisters who are here and other places, I pray for each and every one heart of us to have a gratitude toward you and to have more trust in you that you have a great plan for us. Thank you for deliverance, thank you for provision, thank you for strength that we have received from you. We thank you, God, for answering prayers. Thank you for solving your problems. Thank you for arranging everything. Thank you, God, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who have been called according to his good purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Whatever sin, small or big, that hinder you from coming to the Lord, you confess to God, renounce, and repent and turn from it and say, Lord, I will not do it again. I will follow you, O God. Yes, O Lord. Holy Spirit convicts my brothers and my sisters and help them to return to you with repentance, acknowledging your grace and your presence in their life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Continue to convict us. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Commit yourself to be a good person as God wants you to be. Repent of your pride and anger, selfishness, ambition, wrong plans, and then Lord forgive me, I'm coming back to you. Yes, O God, thank you, Lord, for cleansing us by the blood of Jesus from our sins, as you promise. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive and he will purify you from all unrighteousness. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you provide our needs, O God. Ask the Lord what's your need, small or big. He can provide. Yes, O Lord. Ask with a good motive and he will provide for you. Thank you, Lord. Continue to provide for me, Lord. I ask wisdom, give me wisdom. How to manage my life according to your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ask the Lord healing, strength. If you have financial troubles, ask him, he will help. If there's a door closed, put that door in the hand of God, he will handle it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Without you, we are nothing. We are lost without you, God. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your church, O God. Thank you for the school that you provide for us. Thank you for each and every congregation of the church leaders and pastors and workers who commit their life to serve here in UAE, in Kuwait, Iraq and Syria, and in Oman, in India, and Sri Lanka, and Philippines, in Australia, in America, Lord. Continue to bless all the workers, the families. Thank you for continuity of the worship and fellowship in the various congregations of the church. And we trust you, Lord, that you continue to enable us to unite us even at this time of trials and testing. We trust you, Lord, that you will protect us from coronavirus as we set our heart to serve you. Let the purpose of yours, of this sickness, to be accomplished all over the world. In the name of Jesus, humble the governments, humble the people, humble your churches, soften their hearts to repent and come out from all idol worship. As we seek you, Lord, as we are repenting, as we are renouncing all the idol worship and think unpleasant to you, Lord, continue to lead us and open our eyes to understand scriptures and to apply them in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord. Yes, O God, as you provide for me, as you protect me, as you are with me, I commit myself, Lord, to serve you wholeheartedly. There's no one like you, O God, that I need to commit myself to service. You deserve the glory and honor. You have saved my life. You have driven me from mad troubles. Now I commit myself to you, Lord. I will serve you. I will tell about you, O God. I will reach the lost. Lord, here we are as a church. Help us to help those who are in need, those orphans, those who have no food, O God, those who are in troubles. Lead us to help them and to do the very things, O God, that you want us to do. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We continue to seek your face. We ask the Lord to refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for message of wisdom, all these gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts of evangelism, of preaching and exhorting and teaching and pastoring, prophecy and gift of healing, gift of faith, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, O Lord, and miracles, wonders, leadership, O Lord, giving, O Lord, all these spiritual gifts that we need in our midst. Refill us with the Holy Ghost so that we continue to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, Lord, give us the fruit of the Spirit, more of attitude and character like you, Jesus, humility, love, joy, peace, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, patience, faith and faithfulness and gratitude, perseverance. Lord, change our attitude and character. As we put on the full armor of God, oh God, we stand in the day of the battle. We come against all the schemes of devil. We bind them. We rebuke them all in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to evangelism. We commit ourselves to go through the narrow way. We commit ourselves to the plan that you had ordained for us. Lord, bless our worship tonight and all the songs, the prayer, the giving, and the message and all the items of our service. So God, we pray that as we seek your face, Almighty God, O Lord, you will turn, and as we are praying, you will hear our land. O God, send revival. Lord, let heaven be change, let this air be changed, and Lord, and let the heaven pour out Holy Spirit on us and refill us to continue to save you. Send revival, O God. Send revival in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. We magnify, Lord. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Come worship the Lord. Love your hand and sin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Touch the earth and change it, O God. Change the heart of the people to return to you, especially your people. Soften their hearts, O God, to come out from all idol worship, immoralities, love of food, greed for money, worldliness. O God, we come against all the witchcraft, injustice, corruption. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. As we seek your face, O God, continue to turn to us and heal us, heal your church and heal your people. In Jesus' name, Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We cannot live, Lord, without you. We worship you, Lord, and we serve you.
How should I live? Thank you.
support us, who can help us, who can support us, who can direct us in the way that you want us to move. That you, Lord, lead us with your word and with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. You deserve the glory, O God. You deserve the honor. You deserve the honor, the glory and the honor, O God. Continue to comfort us, O God. And you just speak to us. There's no one like you, O God. Have a Father to us, a help in time of need, a source of comfort in time of grief, a way for us to move forward, a direction and a truth, and a way to heaven. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. Lord, continue to be with us. Anoint each and every one of us, O God. Look upon us as we are passing, Lord, through hardship. In life, you aid us, Lord. We need you. We need your direction. We need your hand. We need your touch. We need your healing. Be with us. Strengthen us. Wipe the tears comfort the hearts, heal the wounds, provide the needs, O God, do miracles. For you are great. Perfect us, heal us, and reshape us. Let us commit our hand, our life, into the hand of the Creator's, into the Father's hand, to reshape us, to reform us, transform us in the way He wants us to be. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in His name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. It's time to collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit unto the Lord. As we bring to the Lord what is due for Him from tithes and offering and first fruit, the Lord shall open the windows of heavens, and He shall bless us and will pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep, and He will be the one to rebuke the devourer. No one can rebuke the devourer, only the Lord Himself. When we bring to Him what is due for Him, sicknesses, penalties, fines, accidents, cheaters, thieves, robbers, He will rebuke them after we bring the tithe. Thank you, God. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who understand your will and have committed their life to you. Not only their tithe, but their life, God. Their time, their plans, their future in your hands. Thank you, God. Bless this amount of money and return it back to them 1,000 times whoever give to you. And Lord, multiply it, let your grace upon it, use it mightily, Lord, to pay all the needs, O God. Lord, all the bills we trust that you will be the one to pay it, you will be the one to help, to provide for your church. O God, I pray for wisdom upon those who are going to hand this money. Give them wisdom, O Lord, that they would just put it on in the place that you want them to pay. We thank you, God. We bless you for all your blessings. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, life after death. And we speak about a new heaven and new earth. Hallelujah. Apostle Peter says, what you see from heaven and earth will pass away. And there's a new heaven, a new earth, the new Jerusalem that will come from heaven. the bride of Jesus is the groom. Last week we talked verse 1 to verse 8. Today I will read them, then we'll go into the rest of chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 and life after death. Here we have finished that we passed through the millennium with the Lord and the white great throne of judgment. And now the new heaven and new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. There's no sea in the new heaven and new earth. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. That's the city that we're going to live. Amen? This is the New Jerusalem, is the city that God promises to live, not in America or US or Canada. This is the city that we are promised. They will sometimes take us right and left, but this is the city that we should not miss. And God showed to John to write it so that we know it. And I, John, saw the holy city, in New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepare as a bride adorned for her husband. And I hear a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Tabernacle is the house of God. God will live with us. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. God will live with us, will be his people, and will be with him. And God shall wipe away all tears. He will wipe the tears. At that time there is no more tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, no more death, no more fear of death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. This is true. It will come through all these things. I am the Alpha and the Omega, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. That's an invitation for Christ for us today. There is a free fountain of life. Let us hunger and thirst for it, and he will give it to us freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. That's a very precious promise. As we overcome with trials and sin and persecution and persevere and be away from worldliness, all the promises, the eternal life, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, with all the details that we're going to study today and see, will be given to us. But the fearful, these are the category of those who have been judged in Revelation chapter 20. And God wants to remind us today about these categories so that we will not live as they were living bad, and we lost all these promises. But the fearful, those who are afraid of men, but they are not afraid of God. And unbelieving, those who do not believe in Christ. And the abominable, those who do abomination. And the murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Those are the people who are already judged by Christ in the previous chapter. They will not have share with us in the new heaven and new earth. These are the things in verse 8 that we need to avoid so that we will not lose our eternity. Verse 9, now he will now speak about the new heaven and new earth in the what is inside them. And that's how we will see the description of the city that God had promised to us to live. The new Jerusalem, the holy Jerusalem that is going to come down from heaven as a bride prepared for her husband Jesus Christ. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. If you don't come, I will show you. one of the angels that God used to pour out the plagues on earth in the previous chapters. Same angel is calling John, you come, John, I will show you. They took him by the Spirit to show him the New Jerusalem, the Holy City, the wife of Jesus, the wife of the Lamb, the pride of the Lord. And he carried me away, verse 10, in the Spirit, in a great and high mountain, and show me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Here he took him by the Spirit, he took him to high mountain, because he went a high mountain here, what he means here is that he took him high enough to see enough. He took him by the Spirit to show him things ordinary we ask, we can't see it, but by the Spirit only he saw him. He saw the Jerusalem, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The city is, it is full of light, even made of stone that is very transparent. And that's what God wants us to be, very pure and clean and transparent. You can see through the walls in the city. Even the stones are clear as crystal. And how the wall great and high, and how the 12 gates, yet now the description of the city. The wall is high, have 12 gates, and at the gates, 12 angels, 12 gates, 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Here, speak about the Old Testament people, they will be there. Those who belong to God. There's only one people of God. The New Testament and the Old Testament together, they are the people of God. Here, the gates, the 12 gates have the name of the tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. Speaking now about the saints of the Old Testament. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This is the New Testament people, the saints of the God in the New Testament, the 12 foundations, and the name of this foundation, the 12 apostles of Christ. So here he compromised both, he composed both the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints. We will be all living together with the Lord. And the wall of the city had the 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. Now he will measure the city. And the city lies 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. The city is like a cube, a big city. The length, the width of it and the height of it is the same measure. It is a 12,000 furlongs. The meaning, you know, it is equal to, it is equal to 2,414 miles. It means that from here to India, the length of the city, the height of the city, the width of the city is like cube. That is the measure of it. That's the city that God has prepared for us. Amen? We should not miss it. Amen? What God showed to John, and John wrote it with a clear description here, he wants us to know what God had prepared for us. We get the point when we move away from sin and think any vision to God, it means that we have wisdom. We don't want to lose these precious promises that God had the promise that when we overcome, we'll have all these things. And image of the wall thereof, 144 and 4 cubits, the thickness of the wall. 144 cubits, it means 65 meters. The thickness of the city wall, 65 meters. According to the measure of the man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. These are the materials that they are using it. Jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Everything clear, transparent, light is there. Purity is there. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Every expensive things that you see on earth, don't worry about it. We will have it there. Amen? These are the things, precious stone. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third is chalcedony. The fourth and emerald. These all precious stones. This is the new heaven and the new earth that God promised us. Verse 20, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, chrysoprasus, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. You know, the city, you can see through it. And that's what kind of people God wants us to be, to fit to live in that place. Amen? We need to prepare ourselves, yeah? From now. We should not miss to go there. Yeah? Let's continue. By the way, the prophet Ezekiel, in his prophecy, he had to prophesy about that, and you can read Ezekiel chapter 48. Ezekiel 48, the scriptures in the Old Testament also contain such description that speak about eternity, eternal life. Always God speak about eternal life so that we'll shift our focus from worldliness toward eternity. Ezekiel chapter 48 and street verse 30 onward. He had described the city. And these are the goings out of the city. On the north side, 4,500 measures. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel. 3 gates northward, one gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi, and at the east side, 4,503 gates, and one gate of Joseph, 1 gate of Benjamin, and 1 gate of Dan, and at the south side, 4,500 measures, and 3 gates, 1 gate of Simeon, 1 gate of Issachar, 1 gate of Zebulun. At the west side, 4,500, with their 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, 1 gate of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the saying and the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there. He gave measure. And he gives some description like the description that we have read also in Book of Revelation 22. Because They need to give support to the Old Testament saints. When they see that a city prepared for them, they know there's eternity, even for us. The tears is needed so our faith will be strengthened. Amen? You know? Now you know what is the city, right? The size of the city from here to India. Land, wealth, and height. Material, all the most expensive things when you go to the gold market, precious stone that you cannot even see, it will be at your feet, under your feet, walking all around you. Transparent, the gold is transparent as glass. Amen? We should not miss it. Amen? Let's continue verse 23, Revelation chapter 22, verse 23. And the city had no need of sun. There's no sun, there's no moon, because the Lord, God the Father, God the Son, the Lamb, is there, the Holy Spirit. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. There's no sun, no moon, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the light for the city. And He is the light for us and direction for us today. And the nations of them which are saved, and that's we, shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. That is us, we are saved, who are saved. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. Amen? That's where the time that we have full freedom. For there shall be no night there. There will be no night in that place, because Jesus Christ and God the Father are there, continue shining. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations unto it. Those who are saved, we who are saved, our obedience will bring glory to God. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything, that's a reminder to us, to avoid these things, that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That is a reminder for us that we need to avoid abomination, lies, defilement, so that we will be having that place to live with God forever. God's willing, next Sunday we'll continue chapter 22. Life after death and the book of Revelation. Let's all stand. Commit your life to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you sent me, that encouraged my heart and strengthened my faith. I thank and praise you for your provision for me, of your word to sustain me. Now, oh God, commit my life to go through the narrow way with your light and help and direction to find myself one day in that city. But I am willing to come out from all the things that are unpleasant to you. Yes, throw all these things without regret. There is a place that we should not miss. And we will live in that place not a few days, but eternity. And not a few years, not a few decades, but forever. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your word to us. I give you glory, Lord, and I give you honor. Oh God, for all what you provide for me and prepare a city for me, I thank you, God, for this city, the Holy Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, and all the arrangement. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. I commit myself to serve you forever more. For you, O Lord, and we thank you with a grateful heart for what you had to prepare for us, a city to live with you forever. Thank you, Jesus. We are our heart full of gratitude to what was we received from you today. And Lord, we commit ourselves to be grateful, thankful, servants of yours, away from ordinance, living in holiness. So all your promises will come true in our life. Lord, bless each and everyone, our brothers and sisters, and the families, and everyone who is here and in other places. Continue to protect us and provide for us. Lord, take this message, this word of yours, and make us to pray, oh God. Make at least the people who need to hear your word to us. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, let me guide my heart.
Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord, we trust you. You will change the situation for your glory, Adam. We thank and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.